Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I've seen the TV footage and it cuts away very, very quickly after the game. Don't know why.
Yeah.
We was out there for probably 45 minutes, an hour afterwards, yeah, celebrating. I don't know whether it was because we couldn't believe that the game had gone and we weren't really in it, and then we nicked it at the end and we're going to savour this or what, or the fact that it was the treble, or the culminating in winning the treble, not just winning the Champions League. It was everything. You know, it was a playing at the Camp Nou and the stadium that it was, and the celebration. The pitch was beautiful. It was a lovely night. The crowd seems to go, all the tears seems to go on forever when you look up at that stadium. And it was just fun to be still out there celebrating. It was the end of the season, obviously. And you just know that you can celebrate and you don't have to prepare for the next game, I suppose.
And how was the party afterwards back at the...
It was a night that we wanted to cherish. And when we went back to the Arts Hotel that night, it was just, you know, we were still dancing around the trophy at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hello, everyone. This is Red News Podcast 221. After Manchester United have just played Bournemouth away from home on the 13th of April 2024, just so that Nick knows exactly when it is. I'm currently in Georgia. So we're back to doing one of these where I'm in a random country. I'm in Georgia, home of Joseph Stalin. On the theme of Red Army dictators, Barney's asked me to do another pod whilst I'm on holiday, and it wasn't much better, was it? I think it's just rinse and repeat, isn't it? I think the whole season has been, I know I keep saying it about the last time I was doing one of these, like 5 months ago, and we were terrible, and ironically that was against Bournemouth and we lost 3-0, didn't we? Luckily I wasn't at that game. But we're not that much better, if anything. I think we're very lucky again today. I generally don't know if there's ever been a time where consistently we could just concede so many chances. It's there's no surprise behind the fact that our goal difference is negative, when every single game we're conceding 20 shots. It's mental. Like we clawed it back today, but that is not sustainable, and that is not a game plan, or like, I generally don't understand how this is happening. Like today, like their second goal, the amount of room that Kluivert had to take his chance was ridiculous. I don't understand what people were doing. Like, you know, I felt sorry for the young lad for their first one. You know, he lost his feet. You know, you can't really dig it in for that. But I think it's quite telling when, again, that it was a Solanke who scored for them the first goal, wasn't it? And, you know, he's a Scouse reject, but he'd do a job for us. He's a striker who knows what he's doing, and I'm not gonna go in on Hoyland, but he looked very isolated today. And I think they all did, and I think we're just not very good. Was a put in the group, just saying he couldn't believe that we're not beating them, and it's like, well, yeah. He's like, we're Man United, we should be winning these games. And it's like, well, other than the name, like, they're closer to us in the league than we are to top four at the moment. You know, this is where we are, sadly. And, you know, to say, oh, we're Man United, there's no divine right that we should be beating anyone. You need to be beating them by being better than them. And today was another example where we just weren't. I think we were very lucky to get a draw. I think that penalty for us was lucky. And, we were a few inches away from conceding another 95th minute penalty. We're just not very good. And we can say we're Man United, we should be winning these games all we want, but on paper and in reality, unless we're actually doing it, then that means nothing, to be fair. And we're just not very good. And like I said, this is just, we're just repeating ourselves, sadly. Enough of that. Georgia, Tbilisi, literally only got here about 4 hours before kickoff, and I will already tell you that this is one of the best places I've been. It's really, really good. Obviously, it might be shit over the next few days, but I think it'll be all right. Yeah, it's really good. I've just come from Azerbaijan. I was in Georgia. I was in Baku for a few days, which was good. It was interesting. There wasn't a lot to do. Yesterday, I went... I'm just going to do a travel log now because the football was shit, wasn't it? I went to some mud volcanoes. And these volcanoes are about a foot high, and it was just spluttering a bit of mud. I've seen more mud at my allotment. And then I went to a summit called the Fire Mountain, which sounds amazing, doesn't it? Like, you imagine like a big volcano of fire. It was just a side of a hill that was smouldering. I've seen bigger barbecues, to be fair. I've not been more underwhelmed than just watching United this year, to be fair. A few more days here, and then I'm going to Armenia, and then I'm flying back home on Saturday. So, it's not like United to... I'd say it's not even put a dampener on it. Tonight, you know, I just took it in my stride, really. Like, I was sat watching it. The guy behind the bar said he was a United fan, and we just kept turning to each other and was like, we're just shit, aren't we? I'm not even at the point of anger, because if you'd have turned to me and said before the game, oh, it's going to be 2-2 and we're going to be coming back from behind, I just wouldn't have even doubted it for a second. And that's what happened, and a few more inches and they could have won it again. So fuck them. Oh well. Right, it's very loud around here, but I hope you can hear me. And I'm going to go now and drink a couple more beers. Georgian wine is very nice as well. So I'd recommend people come here. It's very nice. And I'm going to go now. Okay. Before I go, though, actually, I know Barney's probably going to put a bit more on at the end, but I'm just going to say it anyway. We just really, like, I know that pretty much everyone who listens to this probably does subscribe anyway or buys it from us, but it really does mean a lot. You know, like, I've been doing it for, 12 years? Nick's been doing it for a year or so longer. And then Barney's just, this is it. This is Barney. It's, like, his thing, and it's just, like Barney sort of put it, like, we all hate the new way that football's going. So we need to just try and keep whatever we can of the way of football that we want it to be. And for us, that's the fanzines. And, you know, I'd be devastated if we had to stop doing it. Not just for Barney and not just for the mag, but just for everyone. You know, it's like, it's an institution, like, and the longer it goes on, the better. So if anyone who's listened to this hasn't subscribed or wasn't going to, and even if you just listen to this just to listen to me chat shit about my terrible dates, about people who think they see ghosts and stuff rather than the football, just subscribe, you know what I mean? It's like, I know everyone's struggling, but it's a few quid a month and it just, it'll mean the world for us. And also, by the time this is out, Nick has just run the marathon. He's doing it for Manchester Mind on behalf of Red News, and what a job. Unless he's not done it, then he's a shithouse. If he's not finished it, but he will have done. He will have finished it because he's amazing. And yeah, sponsor him because he'll still have his link up for a few days, I imagine. So stick some money in there. Stick some money in there and stick a few quid in to sponsor Red News. Not sponsor, subscribe to Red News. And just let's keep it going, because you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally on the other side of Europe. And the first thing I wanted to do is to do this because it means so much to me. As much as I, you know, will moan about Barney making me do it, he doesn't make me do it. I say that I want to do it because it means that much to me. So please subscribe and let's just get one more year. Come on, let's keep going until we're actually good again. That'd be great. To the regiment and glory, glory Man United. We might be shit, but we still love it. And yeah, I love you all, and goodbye. See you later. Thank you. Hello everyone, it's Nathan again. It's now Sunday, so it's the day after the game, but I realised that I'd not done a hate of the week for yesterday when I did my voice note last night. And to be honest, I didn't really have one. But I do now. I've had a lovely day in Tbilisi. Like I say, I'll stand by it. It's really, really good. I'd 100% recommend that anyone comes here, because it's like, it's still a bit rough and ready. It's like, but it's really nice. Like, it reminds me of, like, I came here via Budapest. I went to Azerbaijan via Budapest. And Budapest is a bit, it used to be really cool, but it's just like, it's as if the tourists have realised it now. So it's really expensive. But this feels like, I hate the term hidden gem, but it is, because there's no other English people here. Everyone's Russian and local, and so as soon as people realise what this place is like, it's gonna, I do think it'll change. So get here early. But yeah, anyway, enough from the Georgian tourist board. My hate of the week is, so this morning, there's lots of like beautiful churches here, like everyone seems really quite religious. So I've been in about 10 churches, maybe more, over the course of the last couple of days wandering around. So I see another church and there's quite a lot of people around. So I thought, you know, it's Sunday. That's the day everyone goes to church, isn't it, I guess? So I just wander in, you know, the doors are open like they are for everywhere else. Wander in, start looking around. First thing I do is look up, because it's beautiful, isn't it? And then I'm like, this is really busy. Why is it so busy? As I bring my head down, I realise, right in front of me. So these churches, it's not like pews like they are in England. It's just like an open space. So bring my head down. What's in front of me? A bloke in an open casket. And I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? I turn around, I look around, and like literally there's about 100 people in there just staring at me. The looks of hate on their faces as I've just gate crashed some bloke's funeral. He's there lying in front of me. I must have only been in there for like 15 seconds, but what? Oh my God, I still can't. I've just put in the group, it's not the image of this random guy lying in his coffin that is going to be etched into my brain forever. It's just the looks of disgust on people's faces. So my hate of the week is myself for not realising this, but to be fair, at the same time, like I say, I've been in 10 others and it felt exactly the same. So how was I to know that this was going on? But yeah, I just feel, of all the shit stories, random mental stories that I've had, that I've shared on this podcast, I felt that this was worth another 4 minutes of your time. Unbelievable. This was 6 hours ago, and I still just can't get over the fact that I just did that. But oh yeah, oh well. I've just sat and watched Liverpool lose, which is always going to make things better. Nick's just finished the run, and he said he felt like a broken man until he realised that the Scousers have just lost. So, fuck the Scousers, up United. And again, go and donate for Nick. And just a word to the wise, just don't walk in on people's funerals. It's not ideal in any country. All right, I'm going. Goodbye. See you later.
Hi there, it's Nick Seller from Red News. Barney's just asked us to tag on some thoughts at the end of the Bournemouth game for the pod. One word, just if that's even a word. Just the sound effect. A 2-2 draw that felt like a defeat, didn't it, really? Let's be honest with ourselves. We got a little lucky. This team is the only team that can draw a 2-2 game and think, God, you've had 4 goals today, and be bored watching them. Like, genuinely really, really bored watching them. Just found myself just drifting, just staring at the telly. I wasn't there today, but just staring at the TV, just thinking, what on earth are we watching? This is so, so, so bad. You know, I think a few people probably have already said this, haven't they, that Ten Hag's probably not going to make it to the end of the year. I think that's probably going to be the real damning indictment of everything, really, this season. I think that might be the final nail in his coffin. You know, even a miracle FA Cup win isn't saving him now, and he didn't save the last Dutch manager, and we finished 5th, you know, so it's just ugly, 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 ugly. I don't know if I've said that enough yet. Just relying on a dodgy penalty, very questionable penalty, to get a point. Outplayed twice by Bournemouth. I'm sorry, but I do think I'm edging to the Eric out camp. I've been on the fence on these last few podcasts, and I've been saying ready to give it time, but how does it get better from here? It just doesn't. Everybody looks like lost causes, and seeing Eric walk out of the press conference, you just think, I'm sorry, but you know, if it was a horse, he'd be put down. That's where we're at here now. It feels like we've got to the same stage as where we were under Ole, and you know, we're drifting further down the table, and you can't see an improvement in sight. I do like Eric, I do. I mean, he's Gile aside, our body warmer, as we were debating today in the group. You know, whichever one you want to call it. Just, I do like him, but it's not working, and you can't keep persisting with things that aren't working out there. I mean, our player of the season in Garnacho getting dragged off and scapegoated, and then liking a fan camera's tweet post-game. I mean, it's gone, hasn't it, really? You know, maybe he has lost the players for it. That seems a little bit snide, doesn't it, behind? And we know there's a big overhaul needed, and we've been saying that for years, but is it ever going to come? And he's certainly not going to be able to come under Eric now, I don't think. He started to alienate a fair few of the players for it. And I know there's player power and all that, but when you've got someone like Garnacho, and we see him as a decent egg, and especially when you've seen him working hard with his defensive work, and you saw him coming off and us conceding against Brentford, you saw him coming off against Chelsea and us throwing a win to a loss in the space of a couple of minutes. So, you know, 7th position, and the prospects of the Europa League, well, not the Europa League, is it? The Conference League, isn't it? 7th. I mean, Christ, I mean, things don't change. You are going to be playing FC Doner Kebab and this, that and the other next season. And I know it'll be some great trips for it, but those home games are going to be miserable. And those people that say that you know, they prefer a season if we're just out of Europe completely. I'm not in that camp. I don't know. I've seen the seasons with us without Europe in, and they just look lost. And I felt lost since we played that Bayern Munich game and we went out of the Champions League. I really miss the midweek football. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I really, really like it. It's something to look forward to after work. Keeps me going throughout the weeks. It's great for my head. And, you know, I really do want that European football, whichever level it's at. And if it is the Conference League, if we are lucky enough to even get that at the moment, then so be it. But the worst part of all of this as well at the moment is I've been sober for months having to train for this marathon, which is tomorrow. Thank you so much to everyone that's been donating so far. We've exceeded the target that we set on the Just Giving page. Hopefully Barney might put the link here and on maybe in the podcast notes, I don't know. It's certainly been on his Twitter, and I'm guessing he'll share it again tomorrow for the day. So, yeah, looking forward to getting that out of the way. I think we'll leave the page open for a few days after as well. I think it's probably good to maybe leave it to sort of after payday. I know people have mentioned that to me, so probably leave the page open for a little bit longer. But appreciate everyone that's donated. But, yeah. I mean, Christ, try watching this sober at the moment. It's very, very, very difficult. So anyway, look, I've waffled on for enough here now. It's 4.5 minutes for me. Glory, glory, Man United. And look, everything is on that FA Cup semi-final for some kind of joy next weekend. So hopefully, let's see if we can get that over the line. At least Coventry got battered today. At least that's something. Cheers, guys. To the regiment.
Don't want to do this. Don't want to do this. We'll do this. Oh, do you want me to say it? Do you want to hear it? We'll all feel a bit fatigued. People keep saying Coventry will be a challenge. My brain, even though it knows it will be, it's too frazzled. I can't take that. I think it was John who said, I sound like Shaggy Doo going far out, but this season is something else, even for the post-Fergie years. But I cannot comprehend that next week is anything but a United victory. I just can't comprehend. It's bad enough thinking the season's going to plateau into an even stinkier Wreck-It Ralph shits, Phil. So post Bournemouth, just a quickie. We've seen it all. We've said it all. We've seen it all over and over again, really. So none of this is a surprise. You watch it and I wouldn't say like I'm resigned. I wouldn't say I'm not bothered, because you still get worked up, as we all do. But not the shouty, you know what I mean, clickbait. But you just, like, the hope of, yeah, that this will be the day. You know that this day is not coming this season. What it is, and I took a step back to think, right, don't get so emotionally involved that you're swearing. You know this is going to be shit. I knew it was going to be just one of those days. So take a step back and I thought, we plod along. We're not very good at playing out of the back 2 years on. We really look nervous with it, so we still don't have the players. The kid made a mistake at the back. That's going to happen. I thought Maguire was very good. He was trying to keep it all together. Deleu was Deleu, where he's had a good month and then he just reverts. The Wan-Bissaka just wasn't working. And then there's nothing in front of him. Sadly, Casemiro looks like he's regressing at such a rate. He's like Benjamin Button. He'll be 120 by the time of the end of the season. But we just take too many passes, and Bruno, you know, like, thank God for Bruno yesterday, dragging the team forward. Hoyland looked very limited, as he has done quite a few times. And obviously now's not the time to judge him, but this is where if you're just relying on Hoyland, then we're screwed, because he just looks cumbersome. He's not holding the ball up. He's still trying. He always tries. And then Rashford sort of was trying to spark it off, but then the shoulders slump, then my shoulders slump. But we just, there's no style of play. There's no real identifiable tactics, unless the tactics is Eric's stubbornness of just keep playing out of the bar, from the back. This will happen. Eric, it's not happening, mate. Try a plan B, and then him and Bruno squabbling, you know, you go long. And if we're clinging on to Bournemouth watered our side of the pitch, come on. Solanke looked like one of the most skillful players on the pitch. And that's if that's what happens time and time again. So, and Unana, you know, like he makes a spectacular Shane annoying saves where he flies through the air and paddies them out. But he doesn't save many of those 50-50s, does he? You know, and that sort of And I would give Mount a run, because what's the point otherwise? You know, like slow plodding, try and change it up, you know. And like these rows that Eric has, like Ericsson moaned about not playing, so he doesn't get a sniff, even though we know, you know, like, I know this sounds a bit counterproductive, bring on players who aren't really going to change the game, but they might change it just an iota, because otherwise you're just falling into the same murkiness of just, what are we? We're not exciting. At least we're scoring a bit more, but we're quite a dull watch. And United shouldn't be a dull watch. And like, you're grateful you don't lose. What have we become? That's the expectations. And do you know, as bad as it all is, and it's going to, you know, he's gone. I think we all accept, and a lot of people will be eager. Maybe the Red News people will be eager. But I still feel I'd, through very worse and through him worrying about what is he and is he this level and what is his level, I'd still like to see Eric here in the autumn, because then we had the kids, and I know, you know, they make mistakes and they need to be told, but please God don't fall out with four players, there'll be fuck all left for that five-a-side game. But Garnacho and Ahmed were very naive, or their people very naive, you know, social media bollocks. And it still made me think, for the experienced ones around them, lacking on the pitch, lacking with their experienced mentoring them off the pitch, I don't want to see the shit houses win another day where they see off another manager and we're like, we're knowing that so many are still going to be here, knowing that we're in this loop that they keep doing the same things. I'd rather trust in shit the bed Eric to see it out and see where we are in October, and then hope that a few more can be gone. But you can't keep having these same underwhelming players being underwhelming. And yes, a lot of it's on him and he has to change it around. You know, God, that Sheffield United has one of the most dire 1-0 victories ever written all over it. So, and it made, you know, the Reds, who made that long journey, one of the worst, a few stayed up, said it was a good night, as ever, the cliche of bar the 90 minutes. But you think, you know, fair fucks, they all had to pick up their tickets from cabins, you know, made to feel like they're bloody prisoner of war. Who are you? Prove who you are to be mad enough, like that Brighton game a few years. Prove you're mad enough to go to support United. No, it should be, they should be getting hugs off the team before the game and after the game. It made me think this 17 out of 19 bollocks. It should be, if you attend 17 out of 19 United games next season, you either be tested, like, why have you done this? Or they should just give you your money back, because it'll be like, if you're mad enough to go 17 out of 19, let alone this absolute nonsense of, yes, you've got to do all these hoops running through like a dog in Crufts to go and see a shite team. You know, like, what are they going to make us do when we're good? So I feel fatigued. It's an out-of-body experience where I care, but I'm also, I don't know, it's not caring, but I'm starting watching it like an out-of-body experience where this is just happening and you know what's coming next. And that's horrible. And the season, the league table, and, you know, he didn't storm out, but you look at that league table, and for all my defence of let's see, give him time, I think, like I said before, that we know where it's going to lead to. That is a horrendous league table, and that is on him. And it's been one of the weirdest seasons with all the player stuff, with the tepid performances, where we can sort of get it together. Thank God we've made Liverpool. We've been so shit, we've dragged them down great to our level. But I watch us playing out with the back, and I think that's like me and Steve being given the ball at professional level going, oh, fuck me, what do I do with it? It's just comical. So, I don't know. I keep saying that. We know what's going to happen, but we've been here so many times before. You hope the structure changes. There's so many things need changing. But on a very level, it feels like a bit Dave Sexton, where you plod along, but we can't even win the remaining games. Just to hope to see good football. It's been so long, like consistent. Even last season, we won, but we weren't great. And you thought, well, the win will lead to great football. I cannot remember the last time we saw really good football. That Ollie buzz, those first 3 months. But do you remember when we play effortlessly over seasons? Teams feared us. Now, Bournemouth fancy it against us every game. Damning. So let this season be fucking damned. And I'll be there. We'll be there for Sheffield United and Burnley with this mag, which, here comes the plug, but all this season, we better win. I'll try and do one. I'm taking out, but we're looking forward to it. If I just can't, please, just do not say that to me again, anyone on Twitter. Please, don't mention what I don't. I can't handle it. Right, take care, everyone. Thanks for all the support. I think we're 171 for the campaign. Please, if like you get annoyed with, you know, oh, the modern ways and I hate this about, you know what I'm talking about, then you got to support the old ways. And we are old-fashioned, but that can be a good thing. But you can't say I hate the modern ways and everyone going leading into this way. And it might take us all summer to get to 425, and that might be damning, but I don't care. Help us get over to it. So if you do agree, like, yeah, I believe in fanzines, now's the time to do it. And this is Mag, as I repeat, thanks for the kind words. It was lovely Tony who was there with me and Mum to put a nice message and lovely messages about special times it was. And United is always special, but you want that backed up on the football pitch. And those fans made the best of it, and they'd have had great days and great nights, but we're not getting rewarded. And the loyalty of the matchgoers was seen by tepid Man United. And I could lose the plot, but if they can't be asked, it's almost like, why should we? So take care, everyone. I'll hopefully see you at the semi. Albert's going to be selling for 20 minutes. Buy one off him, please, because I don't think he wants to do it. And well done, Nick, on completing the Manchester Marathon. To the fucking regiment, but happy times. Shit or bust on the FA Cup, but Sheffield United, Burnley at home. God, bring a book. See you later. Or bye, fanzine. How's about that? Take care.